The following is Keith and Stone's talk, Visual Literacy, Expanding How We Practice UX, from UX Thursday Detroit 2014.
Thanks for having me here. Good to talk about visual literacy. It's really, I'm still a computer science guy, so I'm going to be talking about art, so I'm not really, you know, an expert in any of this, but I'm happy to share what I'm learning along the way. So why visual literacy? Why do we care about it? Well, some things are obvious, right? We're designing very visual interfaces nowadays, right? We're inventing new visual languages as the technology changes, adding gestures and all these other things that our poor users have to understand. And in the future, things are probably going to get even more visual and more complicated, and we're going to just be constantly inventing new languages to communicate through our technology. I think we also do a lot of visual communication within our design process, right? So, you know, doing sketchboarding and wireframing, right? Everybody here should be good at that already, but I think that we could probably do better. For me, things like the wireframing, it's an interesting kind of deliverable that we do because it has to convey what the end users see, but it also has to convey all the discussions we're having with stakeholders. So I think that there's a way that we can improve our work products that we do along the way. We're also doing a lot of visualization to communicate with stakeholders, right? So customer journeys are all the rage nowadays. I've got a client paying me to do one right now. And so this is a form of visual communication. And if we want to be effective communicators, then, you know, our audience has certain levels of visual literacy, right? Some customer journey maps may not be appropriate for certain audiences. Maybe that one at the top is way too complicated for an exec, but the one at the bottom, done by Lego, is so simple that even our execs can understand it. So I think that there's lots of room for it. So part of my journey when I started, you know, what new thing to explore, I started talking to people at the Toledo Museum of Art, actually because of a video game exhibit that I'll invite you to later on. And I figured out that they were into this thing called visual literacy, which I had sort of heard of, but wasn't quite sure what it was. And so I was like, okay, let's go learn some more about visual literacy. So, you know, some things that they talk about from an art perspective, right? You're an art exhibitor, you're designing, taking these French impressionists and you're arranging them in a certain way and you're designing an experience around it. I started looking at some of their principles like, hey, I need to worry about emphasis and balance and proportion too, right? You know, I might be designing a website, they're designing an art exhibit. We should be talking to each other because we probably have some things that we want to share. So I made a little bit of a plan, being a little anal retentive, some things that I wanted to do to learn about visual literacy. So I actually joined the International Visual Literacy Association. So I'm one of them now, right? I joined their club. I started reading their journals, right? This one journal. Bought a whole bunch of used books, right? There's about a dozen books for a buck that cost $200 in shipping, right? Because again, these are all ripped up, you know, these are all used books. It was good enough, you know, things from the 70s that were written as textbooks. So I bought a bunch of those. So again, this is just the beginning of my journey. I'm hoping that you guys can give me some feedback on it as we go along, and maybe some of you want to join on this journey with me. So the official definition of visual literacy, let's see if you guys can get this right, how smart you are. So understanding how people perceive objects, interpret what they see, and what they learn from them, okay? Ability to construct meaning from visual images. Recognizing and understanding ideas conveyed through visible actions or images as pictures. Ability to communicate via doodling, drawing, and sketching. An umbrella field with components of visual perception, language, learning, thinking, and communication. So who thinks, A, how people perceive objects is a good definition, is the official definition? No? B, construct meaning from visual images. Does that sound good? It's a good sign Anthony here says yes, and he has an art degree. So that might be a good sign that B is it, okay? C, recognizing and understanding ideas conveyed through visual images. Okay, some of that. Ability to communicate via doodling, drawing, and sketching. No, okay. So, of course, you guys didn't bother voting because you understood that this was a trick question, right? Right? They all suck, yet they're all correct, right? Because there is no one single definition. If you go, there's even an article about why there is no one single definition, because there's all this multidisciplinary activity going on. Everybody's inventing their new definition and all this other stuff. And so one reaction could have been run and hide. These people don't have their act together. For me, it was the opposite. It's like the IA world, right? Who's been trying to define the damn thing for 15 years. They've been doing it since 1969. So, you know. So here we go, just another crazy multidisciplinary world that I'm entering in. So here are some of the different fields of study that have gone into this thing called visual literacy. You know, computer science background for me, it's like art history. That's like, I never even went close to that part of campus when I was in school. I did learn some psychology along the way, so that's good to know. There's a little bit of psychology overlap. Anybody in here have backgrounds? I know Anthony has an art background. Anybody else have backgrounds? There should be people in this group that came to UX. So what's your background?
Graphic design.
Good. So yes, you already know more than I do. You're very fluent in this, and I'm just trying to become literate. Any instructional designers or media studies people? Yes? Instructional design. So Jody, that was your background, and then you found your way into UX eventually because you needed a job, right? So these are some of the disciplines that have merged together around, or at least collaborated, right? Writing papers in other people's journals and studying together around all that. So this will be an interesting mix, right? So again, when I'm thinking of like the next, my average user experience conference has a few people like you guys that are here, but not enough, right? I think we can invite some more of these folks to our UX events and learn some more from them. So three things that sort of, okay, this UX and this visual literacy thing, we've got some things in common, for better or for worse. Definitely this multidisciplinary thing, right? That's what keeps me excited about user experience. It's a lot about communication design. If you just, boil it down, it's just about communication design, whether it's the written word or whether it's in the form of a user interface. And then, the digital acceleration has changed things, right? Visual literacy was kind of important, but now as there's, 1,000 pictures added to Pinterest every single second, right? We've got a whole bunch of people that we're doing a lot more visual creation and overall the technology. So I just see this accelerating even more as the technology changes. So for my personal exploration, I started with this thing called visual literacy, started reading a lot, started wandering around, and then I noticed that it was kind of fuzzy. What is visual literacy? What is visual design? What is visual thinking? So I spent a lot of time in this sort of visual blah, blah, blah space, right? Thinking and visual design. It's like, okay, that's good. I know a little bit about visual design just because I've worked with visual designers over the years. And then I tried it into so visual design, I know UX design, I know UX thinking. So let's sort of compare, visual thinking has this little focus, UX thinking is a little bit different. And tying it into design and systems thinking, right? So, I can dig up all these old systems references, right? As I was reading some of the papers about visual thinking, they were referencing books that I'd read 10 years ago. Then I also went down the literacy path. It's like, well, what's this literacy type thing? And I bumped into things like info design and information architecture, right? So